Do you suck with money?
I know I do.
Do you feel stressed out about your finances?
I'm stressed all the time, baby.
Our friend Andrew Thill is the best podcast for you.
Cock of the Walk.
Learn about his path to debt freedom. By following along, you'll learn how to budget, get debt out of your life, and win with your money.
He has cash flow to wedding, word, paid off his car, word, and is nearing in paying off his student loans. Oh, hell motherfucking yeah. $55,000 in just over 2 years.
Goddamn 2 years?
Two. Count them. One, two.
Two.
Mic check. One, two, three. He's crushing it, and so can you, bitch. Search Becoming Debt Free with Andrew T. today to hear his journey to financial wellness.
Cue the air horns.
Financial wellness. You too can achieve it, bitch.
Best Star Wars movie?
I really enjoyed Revenge of the Sith just because Grievous was in it.
And he had a sick lightsaber fight.
Yeah, I think he's such an interesting character. I just kind of wish we see more of him.
Who, General Grievous?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know. I liked Rogue One a lot.
Rogue One?
Yeah.
The one with Donnie Yen?
Yes.
That's why we liked it.
Yeah, because it has Donnie Yen in it. And the Vader like hallway scene was fucking sick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That was fucking sick. Yeah, probably like Rogue One. I mean, this is a hot one. Phantom Menace, because we got Darth Maul.
Is that the first one?
Yeah.
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 New
Hope's good. I mean, the original trilogy's good.
Which one was Hoth? The ice planet.
Isn't that five?
I think so. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Which one had Slave Leia? I remember that one being my favorite for a long time.
Wait. Can we
care to digest why?
I think you know why.
hey, yo, hold up. Aren't Leia and Luke's like.
Yeah, they're siblings. Yeah, they're twins.
And didn't they kiss?
Yes.
They did kiss.
Gross.
They did.
No, somebody memed that. Remember that meme video that was circulating the internet for a while?
Was it like.
Yeah, it was Leia looking at Han, and she's like,
"Oh yeah,"
and he's like, "Yeah, they're on Endor. Whatever you got going on between you and Luke, you know, I get it." And she's like, "Oh, it's not like that. He's my brother." And then he's like, and then she kisses him, but then he's got like this look on his face, and they start playing the Kill Bill sirens. They're like, "Ring, ring, ring, ring," because he's thinking back when she made out with him in the. When he was, like, fucked up in the hospital. Yeah. He was like, dun, 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 dun.
Terrible.
Yeah,
nice.
I think those are probably one of my favorites. But
what's
that
your
was,
favorite, Rich?
Yeah, which one is your favorite?
He drinks to consider, brings the mic closer.
Oh, no, he's going to go off, bro. He just hydrated. Dude, oh my god. I was so it all started.
Yeah, no, I think I gotta go to Rogue One.
Nice.
You did like Rogue One?
Yeah, dude, that shit's hard. I didn't like how you know, everyone died.
Yeah. You know, yeah, once everyone started dying one by one, I was like, oh, this is the ending we're getting.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, that's pretty depressing, dog.
Oh yeah. But it leads up to like, you know, like
episode four.
Yeah.
In
episode four, when they first meet the rebellion and they go fight the Death Star for the first time.
Yeah. I mean, it literally picks up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after, you know, they're like so many people lost their lives. And then like going into Rogue One, you're like, oh, but then you like, and then it leads up to, you're like, oh, fuck, a lot
this
of
is
people
it.
Did die.
We're about, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we got to see some sick Vader.
I want to watch it again now.
Yeah.
But not, bro, that hallway scene was just amazing. Like, you just hear, like,
yeah, it's, yeah.
And then, that, like, so it's like
sick.
That red lightsaber, like,
ignites.
Bro,
so sick.
Deflects everything and then just
cutting people down.
Yeah, dude, that shit was hard.
Yeah. Yeah, my arm. I'm so sore. Yes. But I wonder what they're going to do now with Star Wars. I mean, obviously, we know what they're doing now with Star Wars. They're making a ton of, like, spinoff shows. But, like, you think we'll get another
rebuilding
movie?
The canon.
Yeah.
Bro, is it me? Or, like, does the lightsaber look so much heavier when Kylo Ren or Rey uses it? Like, the way that they swing it?
Yeah.
Isn't that their fighting style, though?
Dude, that fighting style is so lame. How come Luke and Darth Maul is able to, like...
think about it, you know what I mean? Oh. They're like, wait, you know, it's, like, fast. It's, like, really, like...
Yeah.
It's like the Clone Wars when they were fighting Dooku, that one scene.
Yeah, dude.
Everything looks so fast. And, like,
the swords are light. Anakin, Obi-Wan, man, they're fucking just throwing that shit around.
Yeah.
Dude, Dooku, vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious.
So, like, because I'm a huge fucking, like, nerd for Star Wars, like...
horny for Star Wars.
Exactly. Where the Twi'leks at, man? Where the girls with the huge...
tentacle things.
Yeah, the tentacle hair. they were explaining, like, why his lightsabers are, like, funny shaped. They're curved and stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. It's totally normal. Yeah, that's totally normal. It's a nice size, nice shape.
It's average. It's average, bro. That's ginormous, if anything. They were saying because, like, a lot of people, to, like, you know, when you fight and stuff, you look at their hands. That way you can see which way the sword's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But because his is curved, you can't really tell because he can adjust his grip. And next thing you know, it's, like, it's a lot closer than you think, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, nah. I think
he's a master in, like, one of the fighting styles.
I think they were saying, like, he was, like, one of the best, like, duelists, like, in Jedi history.
Yeah, nah, because, like, the way, well, I play Battlefront 2, and, like, his fighting stance, like, it's, like, fencing. Like,
yeah.
Like, bro.
Yeah. He's nice with it. Yeah.
Until he got cut down.
And then Asajj Ventress, too.
Yeah, she had curved. Yeah,
because she was his apprentice for a while.
Apprentice. Rule of twos. Breaking the rule of twos.
There's never, I mean, they say rule of twos, but, like, there's always, like, three or four for some reason.
So, I got a question. Is the Mandalorian, like, considered the new Boba Fett? Or, like...
No, he's just
the Mandalorian.
Boba's not a Mandalorian.
Yeah, he is.
He's just a person.
Boba Fett...
is a bounty hunter.
Yeah, but he's a Mandalorian, too, because I think...
I thought he just had Mandalore armor.
No, because, what is it? His... father, Jango.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think Jango just had Mandalore armor.
No, I think he was trained, like, I think he was Mandalorian.
Like a foundling?
Yeah, I think so. Because that's why, if you remember, like, the Mandalorian, he was, he was like, oh, that's my armor. And he's like, what? No, it's not. And then he's like, bro, check the fucking, check the shirt tag, you know, right. And they go. And he's like, oh, this is yours. My bad, dude.
Yeah.
And he gave it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's his armor. So you can't, you know, it's not like he just went up and stole it. So, like, that was actually his.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of want to deep dive that now. I'm going to go on YouTube later.
I wonder. Yeah. It's going to be. The Mandalorian is going to be interesting where they pick it up. Because, like.
He's got the Darksaber
now.
He's
got the Darksaber, but he's not considered Mando or Mandalorian anymore.
He is Mandalorian.
No, they kicked him out, remember? Because he removed his helmet. The welder chick was like, oh, you remove your helmet, you're no longer, like, part of the faith.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You know?
No. Oh,
yeah.
Because I thought
it's in the Book of Boba. It's in the new.
Oh, see, I missed that. I haven't seen the Book of Boba.
Now that it's complete, I highly recommend watching it.
Doesn't he show off his face?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he showed it to Grogu or whatever, Baby Yoda.
Because
that's technically, like, family.
Rules is rules.
Because I thought, like, within your clan, it's okay.
No, he takes it off.
Well, in front of all the other strangers, too.
Yeah, when he's at that Rebel or Imperial base.
Yeah, when Luke comes to pick up Grogu or whatever.
No, before that. He's with Bill Burr. They're in, like, some Imperial base and, like...
Oh, that's right. He takes it off to infiltrate because he has to scan.
Yeah, he's got to, like, scan his eyeballs or something.
Yeah.
Yo, when they showed off Luke, like, the CGI joint.
Weird.
What?
It was so weird.
What?
Yeah, bro, that shit made me uncomfortable. But wait, what's that direct term?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Like a deep fake?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they deep faked. So in the book of, I think it's The Mandalorian.
It was.
Luke Skywalker comes and picks up Grogu.
Oh,
Baby Yoda.
You could just tell it was like.
Yeah, just deep fake.
It wasn't seamless.
Dude, I feel like the new Luke Skywalker could be, you know, the actor of The Winter Soldier?
Sebastian's
stand. Yep. Yeah. I feel like he would be a good new Luke Skywalker.
I think, he's young enough. Yep. He's probably, he's right in that time frame age-wise.
He could pick up where Luke basically left off.
Yeah.
Like between him dying and, because I remember he started that new academy, he tried to bring back the Jedi Order.
Yeah. And just stop deep faking.
Yeah.
Young Mark Hamill's face.
Yeah, dude, that shit made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. they really like accentuated his mole. Really stood out for some reason. But yeah, no, I mean,
good old Star Wars.
I'm not gonna lie, like, even though the new trilogy was so fucking bad,
that shit was ass.
You know, I'll still fucking watch it. Yeah. Same with Jurassic Park movies, man. Like, I'll keep watching them.
Have you seen the newest one yet?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I want to.
I guess it's kind of nice to see the original cast.
Yeah, right?
Life finds a way. Oh, man. What are those? Remember that? Remember that was funny? Remember that? Yeah, that was like the peak of comedy was...
On Vine?
Yeah. Vine! Classic.
It takes talent to make a person laugh within 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah, unlike these TikTok motherfuckers, man. You get like a whole minute. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to be funny. You just got to show ass, and you're going viral. I saw it, dude. Yeah.
Dude, oh, I love that guy.
Nick Coletti. Yeah. Yeah, dude. We were big Nick Coletti fans.
Shosh.
You know that sound you were looking for?
Whoa! Yeah, let's just go through Nick Coletti Vine compilation, bro. Oh, no. Nick, not Mullen.
I saw it.
Nick Coletti.
Shosh.
Vine. Did you see the one? He's like, when you text Bay and she doesn't reply back, he puts a hot dog. He has like a hot dog on his dick. Oh, he
sticks in the fan.
Yeah, he sticks in the fan. That was my first Nick Coletti video. I was like, this is awesome.
Wait, what was that one shit? When you thought she was bae, but really she was his fam?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I thought you were fam. Sure, we'll go 16 minutes.
Disgusting.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fick doik. Fuck ads.
Yeah, fuck ads.
Accident vitamin C.
Please. Mom, why are these goggles all sweaty? And sticky to my face.
But what if someone calls me stupid? It's gonna be fine, man. It's gonna be okay. I promise. Hey.
Mom, you come pick me up. Kids are drinking
beer. Yeah, that's a great one.
Hey, Dad.
Take whatever you want. Just don't hurt me.
Dad, this is Todd. My parents are Dennis.
Oh, thank God.
So, dude. Enough with the burping. I remember this one.
Enough of the burping.
What the fuck?
It's like when you're Irish, Dad. Everyone remembers their first time.
What kind of dog is this?
Stupid.
Hey, Dad, these were in the mail. It's the divorce papers.
No, this is a map.
Dear Mom. Mom, Harry Potter is real.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Sean. Hey, nice to meet you, Sean.
John.
Burn.
I didn't hear that. What?
Long.
I don't care what they say about you, Matt. You're a good kid. What do they say about me? Come on. You're a little bitch.
Hello?
Hello? Is this a shit?
Hey!
Oh, fuck.
So what, hey, is Greg's, he like, mom? What is he up is this to weed? Nowadays? You know, like,
oh,
what?
He does stand-up comedy.
Oh,
what else? I don't know. He just posts videos on like his TikTok or like Instagram now.
Yeah, I saw this one. There's another. He was on someone's podcast and he was talking about like
his fall from Vine.
Yeah, just kind of like he became an alcoholic and
after Vine,
mm-hmm.
Or during Vine,
after Vine.
Oh, what the hell? Why, he had like nothing left to live for?
Dude, a lot of Viners, dude, their lives fell apart right after.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people thought like it was going to go big. So a lot of people dropped out. Like big names like Dan Nampi Kid or Jerry Perp Drink. Or
wow, like, Jerry Perp Drink. That's a name I haven't heard. I want you to fuck me, Jerry. Fuck me. You remember that?
Fuck no.
You don't remember that, Vine?
I do.
I want you to fuck Jerry. I want you to fuck me, Jerry. And he's talking about Jerry Perp drank.
What the fuck?
But yeah, like Nick Coletti kind of, he said he fell from grace after Vine because he's like trying to do stuff and it's not hitting like it used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, he kind of just turned to alcohol. But he said in this podcast, he said he's getting his life back together.
Oh, so good for him.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of Viners' lives are just kind of
Like only some and like a few were able to like pop off and like still be up there like King
Jerry.
Batch.
Jerry.
Oh, him.
I want you to fuck me, Jerry. Fuck me.
Oh, God. Yo. Bass boosted. Jesus.
Classic. Fuck me, Jerry. Yeah.
Oh, you know which fucking Viner? It kind of got weird.
Mm.
Big Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
You know, he was a dwarf.
Little person.
Yeah, little person.
I'm not sure what the PC term is anymore.
But yeah, fuck, someone on Twitter was clowning him.
Big Nick? Oh, the one with the fucked up eye?
I don't know if he has a fucked up eye.
Yes.
He does?
Yes.
Okay. Then
glasses? Little?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly. All right, yeah.
Last time I saw him, he had like...
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, what clout does to a person.
He jumped into like the pool and I met.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of his shtick.
Yeah, before and then looking after.
Clout does that to a person, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Do you remember the...
He has beard now. Yeah, you remember him back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Dude, like so many platforms, it went from, I mean, viral videos was number one on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Vine, and then what, Musical.ly, and then Dub Smash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Musical.ly and Dub Smash. Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, now is TikTok. It's so crazy. Then came a long-ass fucking way.
I'm trying to think who from Vine is still in the zeitgeist. Because, like...
David Dobrik.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now his life is falling apart also.
Yeah, he's getting canceled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't kept up, so...
This was like a couple of... I don't know if a couple's right, but yeah, he's getting...
A couple months ago.
Yeah, he's getting canceled.
Yeah.
You going to elaborate? Are you going to put me in the loop?
Was he sexual assault or something like that?
I actually don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm grasping at straws here, folks, but I know he's getting canceled. We're going to look it up real quick. Gabrielle something? Union? No, that's a... She's already famous. She's fucking psycho on Twitter. Not Gabrielle Union. Gabby from Vine.
Oh, shit. It's a rape allegation.
Ah.
Oh, my.
So that was kind of close.
So
not
he,
to,
so he did that, or?
Oh, Gabby Hanno's her name. She's kind of fucking psycho on Twitter. Oh, she's 31. Do you guys remember?
This was last year.
Oh, was it a year ago? What happened to, like, Nash Greer and those Vine guys? You guys remember them?
What's up?
Like, Nash Greer, whatever the fuck his name was. Uh-huh. Like, the first, like, superstars of Vine. Like, I wonder what they're up to.
The superstar Vines?
No idea.
I'm just reading, like, Zach King, Curtis Lepore.
Zach King?
So, March, dude.
He does, like, commercials and shit.
Zach King?
He does. He was like the magician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does commercials now.
Yeah.
Like ads. Yeah. Fucking. Oh, dude. The Paul brothers, Logan and Jake Paul. Dude, they're fucking boxes and podcasters now.
Yeah. They're kind of.
They're back on it. I'm surprised.
Oh, Brittany Ferlin. She married Tommy Lee. Not Tommy Lee.
Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. I think just Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. Tommy Lee Jones would be really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know who Cameron Dallas is, Nash Greer, Logan Paul.
Yeah, Cameron Dallas was like that Nash Greer shit. I remember because my cousins were obsessed.
Brett Rivera.
I don't know who that is.
Rudy Mance.
Yeah, yeah, no, he was big. He does music.
Josh Peck. I mean, he was famous before Vine, so. Thomas Sanders. Oh, holy shit. Yeah, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. Jerry Perp drank, Marcus Johns, Liz Kosh E. I can't read, folks.
D-Storm Power.
Sean Mendez. Oh, he does music. Zach King. David Dobrik.
Jerome Jarre is probably it. Wow, Thomas Sanders, Zach King, beep boop, beep boop. David Lopez, Dez Black, Jay Versace.
Dez Black? Bruh. Boy, was funny for
Kenny that. Knox? Holy shit. Heartstop Lucas? Damn. Evan Breen? Wow, he's bringing me back. Wow, Brandon Bowen. He's the he was that little fat kid who's like, I'm blocking out the haters. Wow, Darius Benson.
You know that a majority of them are trying to do YouTube, but like, it's just not working out.
Really? Yeah. Wow, Dope Island.
Who's that one dude, Christian? You know, remember Christian?
Christian. No.
No.
I have to see a picture. Wow. Cody Ko, I mean, he's still in the zeitgeist. Chloe Woodard.
This dude?
Oh, yeah. He was huge. I remember his.
Christian DeGrasso.
I remember seeing. Chloe. Oh, that's Lamau Chloe. Brett Rivera. Andrews B. Oh, yeah. Amanda Scenery. Crazy. Bringing me back. Mm-hmm. This whole weekend has just been like, you remember 2016? Like, that's like my entire weekend has been. It's just fucking like nostalgia fuel.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. The summer from 2016, 2017 was like prime years. Like, when.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Back when Fetty Wap was the fucking man.
Dude, Fetty Wap was big. Fucking.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, dude, when Time Was Simple.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember when Drake dropped that remix to My Way.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was awesome. Yeah, I just remember, like, this is fucking awesome. Blasting that in our little shitty Honda, my brother and I shared. We're like, life's never getting any better than this.
This is peak right here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just living. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're here. And now we're pushing 40. Or not 40, 30.
30.
Yeah. What?
Years old?
Yeah,
30 years old. Wait, who's closer to reaching 30? You or him?
Me. I'm by like a month older.
Just by a month.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
27.
You guys got 3 years left.
I know. Don't remind me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It sucks, man. It sucks.
I feel indifferent about it. I mean, the things I notice the most, it's not really my age. It's just like how I feel. Like, I'm just super sluggish now.
Yeah.
Which I shouldn't be.
So what is...
Because I'm still supposed to be, like, quote-unquote, in my peak.
In your prime.
What are something that you guys wish that you guys knew, that you guys recently discovered that you guys would like to tell me, since I'm still young, you know what I'm saying?
The clitoris and its location.
Wow. What that? Is that a Pokemon?
Listen, trade secret. Just found out last week where it is. Just kidding. I don't know, man. Fucking.
Man, if I had to.
Yeah, I don't know. Learning how to commit to shit.
Learning to cook, I guess.
Learning to cook.
Learning to cook, yeah. I think that's, I like that's kind something. Of a crucial life skill.
Or like. One that I'm mad about now is, like, trying to get into a hobby, like golf. That, like, you know, I'm not going to be good for a long time. And I feel like you started younger. You know.
Golf's also very expensive.
Yeah, it's an expensive hobby. So, yeah. Which is
losing all those balls.
Is that being forced or is that by choice? Like,
what?
You doing golf?
That was me. I was like, I want to learn how to play golf.
You said forced? He's...
Like, my parents made me.
Sat him down and is like, you're taking golf lessons.
I honestly wish they would at this point. I fucking hate sucking at this goddamn hobby.
To pay for him yourself. You just be next to all the other 12-year-olds.
Yeah. Go back to high school. Be on the high school golf team. Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. Years. High school
oh
golf
my
team?
God.
Yeah.
You know what?
We don't even got that.
Oh.
Maryland folks don't even got that.
Damn.
You know what I always thought was super cringy? The rifle team.
What's that? Oh, the motherfuckers would spin them rifles or some shit?
No. That's JROTC. No, I'm saying...
Oh, that's drill team?
Whatever, dude. Suck my dick. No, like the fucking competitive shooting.
Oh, yeah. They shoot like air...
Yeah, those air pellets and whatever, those air guns.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. My JROTC.
You didn't have nice shit because you went to school in fucking Montgomery County.
Yeah.
But, you know, down here in Fairfax.
Where the money's at.
Yeah, we did, like, archery and
shit.
Dude,
everyone's just so fucking good at sports up in Montgomery County. Like, everyone's always playing basketball, soccer, or baseball, or, like,
I can't tell if that's a racist joke or not.
No, it's true. No, it's true. Like, Maryland, PG County, and Montgomery County make... Like, pound for pound,
dude,
the best basketball player.
Yeah, oh, wow. Dude, like, the school where I went to, they won, it was the football team that won, like, the AAA trophy.
Oh, shit.
Chase Young from the Redskins, or now Commanders, he's from either Montgomery or PG County.
Yeah, dude, yeah, no. The athletes in Maryland.
Is it KD?
Man, what the fuck's in the water?
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, he's from PG County. Yeah, he is from PG.
The Slim Reaper, man. So, like... Yeah.
Dude, he's vicious.
Is that a real nickname?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, he's...
Damn, that's crazy. I never knew.
What's that?
Something in the water.
College called... Villanova gets a lot of their recruits from
DMV.
Oh,
Villanova. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that this year, and I was like, well, guess who just became a big Villanova fan?
Like, I don't know. There's always, like, it's either boxing, MMA, basketball... Wrestling, football, or baseball, or softball, anything. Even for, like, the girls, volleyball or, like, softball.
The cool sports.
Yeah.
No fucking rifle twirling.
No. I don't know. That shooting shit sounds kind of cool. Like, you're just...
But it's
Dude,
an air rifle.
Shoot shit. I'll fucking buy an airsoft gun. You can put up some cans in the backyard.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I guess they can't give you a .22 in high school, you know?
Yeah.
If you,
you're not shooting 22s at the fucking they're air rifles.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not going to give you a 20, like a real ass gun to shoot. My high school in Germany, the JROTC program, had a shooting team. Mm. And they go around, they bebop around to different schools around Germany and compete.
Flexing on these European kids.
Yeah, like, you know, dude. So when we moved to Germany, my dad and brother were into like bow hunting and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought like their compound bows to Germany. Germans don't fuck with that, dude. They're all like recurve, old school.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So like, they found an archery range they could go to, and the guy was like. It's like, normally we don't let this slide, but, you know, we'll let it slide. So, you know, my dad and Joe are the only two people there with compound bows, and everyone's just kind of like, what the fuck are
compound
those?
Compound bows? What's that? What do
you mean? It's like the whole mechanic. You ever see, like, those, like, assassin movies got all the wheels and shit on it?
Ah! Yeah.
Gotcha, compared to, like, a piece of wood.
Mm. Yeah, it's not like a normal traditional
like
bow.
Like, the little, yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Something like Hawkeye shoots. One of those motherfuckers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Even Hawkeye's got, like, a normal-ass bow.
Oh, he has, like, a recurve?
Yeah, he doesn't have a fucking...
Compound with the fucking silencer
he's got
thing.
So,
he's
what's
got
the difference between a compound bow and, like, a normal bow?
What?
What's the difference between a compound and, like, a normal?
I think compound is just, it hits a lot harder.
I think so. I don't know, to be honest. Hunters like it. That's all I know.
Dude, fuck all that. Just buy a crossbow.
Yo, we call Quad knows all about that shit.
Yeah,
you know, he's
huge, into archery.
Yeah,
I see.
He's a huge bow and gun guy. So.
Yeah, we need to get him back on the pod. We need to get Abu back on the pod, too.
We need to get everybody back on the pod.
Yeah. Fellas, ladies, bang our lines. We're bad at reaching out. And don't use our email because we don't check it. Just fucking DM us.
if you got our number, you're in.
You're in the inner sanctum. Yeah. Yeah, high school sports. Yeah, my high school had a golf team, but it was during the fall when football went on.
Oh, so yes, yeah, so nobody.
So I was like, I don't want to play. You know, like
I want to be seen.
Yeah, basically. what age do you start high school at? 14? 14.
Yeah, 14.
Oh, 14.
You know, like so, like 14 to 18. I was like, golf's stupid. I want to play football. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, God damn it, I should have played golf.
I wish I played golf, yeah.
Because I'm not doing anything football-related in my life, you know?
You know my younger brother in Texas? Yeah, he fucking took golf lessons growing up.
Nice. Jealous.
They were going to put boxing in my high school, but, like, they were afraid that, like, students would, like, go too far with it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your school is right. Yeah.
That's probably a good call.
You know Javante Tank Davis, the boxer?
No.
No.
Well, he's huge, and, like, his boxing gym is not that far from me. He dude like this dude's huge, bro. He fought like he's
like heavyweight.
Now. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, man, it's crazy.
Go challenge him. So like, if I win, I get your gym.
No, dude. He's undefeated right now.
And then just be like, if I lose, I die.
Dude, no, dude. That dude is undefeated right now, dog.
This fella?
Yeah, Gervonta Tank Davis.
He's a short king. He's only 5'5".
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to say only. He beat the shit out of me.
Heavy ass heat header, bro.
Yeah. Oh, he's 20. Oh, we're the same age.
He boxed at this gym called Upton Boxing in Baltimore.
Okay. Yes.
But now he's got his own gym.
Yeah, up in Baltimore.
No, he's trained by Floyd. Well, he was. He was trained by Floyd for a little bit, and then now he's doing his own thing.
Does he still box? Does he still have an active career?
Yeah, dude, he's going skyrocket, bro.
Oh, really?
Dude, that man's crazy.
What age do you, like, kind of stop boxing?
And, whenever your career ends.
When you have too many concussions? Yeah, how many concussions do you have before you fucking, like, all right, maybe I should stop?
I mean, it's by your call. Like, you can either call it or, like, you can just arrange it or some
but
shit.
But if you have too many concussions, are you really thinking straight?
Dude, Floyd Mayweather, dude.
Yeah, but Floyd never had a concussion. He's never knocked out. He never lost.
Yeah, I know. Like, on his 49th win, he retired. And then he went back to fight Conor McGregor. Like, he went out of retirement.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And he still won.
Yeah, he's still... Dude, but you know
they boxed. Somebody, they didn't do MMA, right?
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Conor landed more hits than Manny Pacquiao. Like Conor, like, dude, I feel like he could have won that. He actually could have won that.
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't that, like, all set up and fake? Like,
no.
Because they both won an outrageous amount of money.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Everyone's a winner when you're getting paid that much. You know, right. I mean, even if you get your
That's
ass
a huge
beat
fight.
And your fucking eyes swollen the size of a grapefruit, yeah, I wouldn't be upset if I fucking had...
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, come exactly. on now.
An MMA UFC fighter going into a boxing ring.
Fucking dude, they were making like... Yeah, it was some ridiculous amount. They're making like $2 million, like
right, which is why like people speculate like they weren't really trying to like beat the piss out of each other.
If I'm being honest, I wanted Floyd to go into like the UFC industry and fight Conor.
That'd be crazy,
dude. Conor would have
then Conor would have won.
Yeah,
Conor would have pieced him.
Well, yeah, you know,
you're out of your element. I mean, that's vice versa. That's why Conor lost. He's out of his element,
bro. Yeah. But not, dude. I'm not sure if you guys realize this, but in his recent fight, he's been focused on more on boxing. But before, he was like karate. He was like his movement.
Well,
was so
I bet
fast.
After he fucking had his leg folded, I'm sure he's
no. Before that, like he was fighting Dustin
Johnson.
No,
Dustin Johnson's a golfer.
No, Dustin.
That's Poirier. What we need.
This is handy. What is it? McGregor gets a handicap, though. He gets to bring in his 9-iron. Yo, just straight up, just fucking.
That's what we need. We
just,
need like
just cage fights with weapons.
We need like other athletes
like
doing
WWE, but real shit.
We just need like other athletes doing other sports.
What do you mean?
Like make an MMA person golf with all the professional golfers and make a golfer fight an MMA guy or
dude,
make
what?
A football player play
that
basketball.
Folks would get their shit rocked.
Yeah, but I mean, we'd watch it.
It's like, yo, I play ping pong. I'm about to play some football next.
That sounds like the kind of that sounds like the kind of show that'll run for 2 seasons and then get canned.
Yeah, on Spike.
Yeah.
Real men watch Spike.
Spike TV. You know that
it'll be called Wrong Sport, and you just pull in different athletes and just put them in something completely different.
Yeah, like a ping pong professional
like
ping pong
fucking,
player has to like, take a kick return and try to score a touchdown.
Or they'll put a
soccer
like
player
a,
playing hockey.
Yeah,
they'll put a defensive lineman in fucking beach volleyball.
Yeah,
or like ping pong.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I think it would be funny as well.
What's that other football game that other folks be playing?
Soccer?
No. Rugby.
Oh, rugby. Yeah.
Dude, how the fuck is that shit played?
No pads, no helmets.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's just raw fucking...
Skin.
Yeah.
Skin on skin.
Yeah, dude, fucking... Dude, rugby players get fucking hurt as shit all the time.
Dad's gonna help you learn how to be a man. Real men have a couple of beers and then project their inadequacies on their kids.
Okay.
What's that? You think you're better than me?
What? No, I didn't say that.
So I guess you think you would have been some kind of big shot by my age, huh? Done things differently? Gotten that promotion?
I don't even know what you do.
Well, let me tell you something. You're nothing, and you're never gonna be nothing. Now, let's sit here and watch Spike TV.
What the fuck?
Spike TV, full of stuff men like.
Stupid.
Yeah, that stuff.
That's what I wanted, was that clip, not the whole.
You think you're better than me?
Stupid, yeah.
Family Guy does it again, god damn it.
Yep. Oh, Spike TV.
Dude, I haven't heard about that network in so long.
Mm-hmm. I remember being a little lad, and during Christmas time, Spike TV would do the Bond-a-thon. They just played James Bond movies on a loop. And then they'd show commercials for, like, GTA. That had to be, like, what, 3?
Yeah.
In the early 2000s. And then a commercial for, like... It was like it was a video game for like, it was like sexy beach volleyball video game.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
No?
I don't watch a lot of Spike TV.
Oh. Well, I got to because of James Bond and was probably exposed to some commercials that weren't meant for me. Yeah. What was that like?
It was at this moment Anthony knew he didn't want to play with toys anymore.
Anthony knew he'd have a crippling porn addiction. Yo. Sexy beach volleyball video game.
Click, I'm feeling lucky. Click, I'm feeling lucky.
Wow, that's why I'm addicted to animated porn.
But you won't watch anime.
Nope. Top
one addiction's enough.
Yeah. Dead or Alive, Extreme Volleyball.
What the fuck?
Look
for something that came out in the early... Dude, that can't be sexy.
It did.
It can't be sexy volleyball, man. Because, you know, imagine the graphics back then.
Well, yeah, 2003, all the pixelated.
You see it, it's like, oh, nip slip, and it's just like one pixel.
Just darker than the other, and you're like, holy shit.
You're like, thank you.
Sexy beach volleyball video game Spike TV ad. Was it Summer Dead? It might have been Dead or Alive.
What year did that, was that released?
Like 2003.
Oh, perfect.
Hmm. Let's go. Let's see if I can really find it. Beach volleyball video game Spike TV. Great entertainment. Yeah, I think it was Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball. Whatever. You folks, you can look that up on your own time. But yeah, like, yes. I distinctly remember those two commercials. And then James Bond playing at Christmas time. Simpler times.
You.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm so sore. So what time are we at? It feels, what are we, like at 30 minutes? Yeah, I can hit the home button. Damn, 37. So you guys are gonna get some Jollibee later?
Yeah, later tonight, because the new location opened. Dude, fucking I called it this morning too, man. As we were walking out of the house, we left 30 minutes. It's fucking 8:15 in the morning.
Right.
They open at 9, and I'm like...
Just a fucking line.
No, I was just telling Christina and, like, everybody, you know, I was like, yo, like, you know, like, how serious are Filipino people about their fast food?
Uh-huh.
Very serious. Dude, we got there. Out. It was like 150 people in that line at least.
Holy smokes.
For a grand opening at a fucking chain restaurant.
Well, it's, you know, it's, there's only two in the area.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean? It's just like,
oh, dude, I thought that place was, like, everywhere.
No. Hell
really?
No. Why do you think it's such a big deal that we're like, guys, Jollibee.
Oh, shit.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, their chicken's pretty good.
Dude, I was telling Rich,
and their
rich,
sweet spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, the sweet. Spaghetti. He said spaghetti before. We went to this other Filipino spot called
Kukui. Some spay.
Some sketty.
Sketty.
Spaghetti.
Timmy. Yeah, man, it's good. I was telling Rich, man, I was like, dude, have I ever taken you to a restaurant and I didn't bless you up?
True.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Donovan's pretty on point with his food, bro.
Yeah, man, I didn't gain 50 pounds in 1 year for, like, no reason. Yo, fucking, your boy knows how to eat, bro.
It's one thing, yeah.
Your boy knows.
You know what I've been feeling lately? Some pokey.
Dude, same.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Have you ever been a pokey papa?
No.
Dude, that shit is fucking crack.
Nah, I think laid is good. The one in Tyson's.
Well, I'm trying to get laid.
I only had pokey papa once. This was when, like, what?
Yeah, the only really pokey I've had is the one at the block. Pokey Works, or
I had one in DC.
Dude. Fuck you. I don't want to go to McLean or DC to have poke.
That sounds like not, a personal problem.
Yeah,
Poke Papa place. Like it was only one.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in DC and there's one in Montgomery County at the mall. And dude, like,
if my it's math so is right, good. That's two.
No, I think there's another place or some shit.
So there's three?
Stop. Stop.
He said there's only one. He's like, there's one in D.C. and there's one in MoCo. And I was like, wait, that's two. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
Boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes, yeah. I'm something of a beatboxer myself. Yeah.
Boats and hoes. Gotta have me. That was a classic.
Okay, dude. So I was in this fucking class, right? So this whole beatboxing thing, like, fucking stirred a deep memory. And it was a communications class. And, you know, you gotta, like, go up and do, like, public speaking and stuff to get it out of your system and, like, get comfortable. Dude. Whatever. Anyways, this guy comes up and he's, like, explaining. He's like, you know what? Having a good skill is the only way people will like you. In my head, I was like,
what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what kind of
Napoleon Dynamite thing?
I was like,
you're
hitting
that?
The wrong pipe, bro. Fucking smoking that crack. But yeah, it's just
smoke a lot of crack.
When he said that, it made me super uncomfortable. I was like, no, I think you just gotta be like,
girls only want guys with skills. Like, nunchuck skills, that's like computer fucking hacker skills, yeah. Bo staff skills.
That was the vibe that he was putting out. You know, it's like, oh, like people only like you if you're good at something. He's like, so I decided to do beatboxing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. He was good at beatboxing. It didn't make me like him anymore. I was like, your theory's wrong. But I, you know.
That's what you should. You should have just stood up, pointed at him like, wrong. I still don't like you.
But, man, I don't know. You could just kind of tell the whole vibe of the classroom changed when he said that shit. It was like,
ugh.
Yeah, it's like.
Right.
Right, Mr. Powers.
Sharks with freaking laser beam attached to their heads.
I watched Anchorman last night. The first one.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix. Still funny.
Dude, right? I want to watch those movies, but she hates them.
Really?
She hates Will Ferrell.
Damn.
And I'm like, why? She's like, I just don't like him.
Well, too bad. Just put it on.
Shrek terrifies her.
Shrek.
But it was because of that Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life video.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what scares her. I'm like, dude, what? You can't associate that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything else. So now I guess I'm never allowed to watch Shrek ever again.
Somebody want told me the word
is gonna rule me.
Classic. Yeah, that sucks, man. Shrek's a classic.
It is.
You know,
she was like,
the act of Austin Power is actually Shrek?
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Do I make you horny, baby?
I lost my mojo.
I lost my mojo.
Donkey.
Donkey. Do I make you horny, baby?
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I'm making waffles. Oh, man. Good old Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Soul Bassanova.
Better out than in, than I always say.
Donkey. Yeah.
Donkey. Fiona.
Shrek. That was Shrek Dose, right?
Which one?
Remember, they're like, Shrek, Fiona, Dad, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Donkey. That was
Donkey.
Yeah, that was Shrek Dose.
Yeah, that was the second one.
Shrek 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Puss in Boots.
That gave us I Need a Hero, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairy Godmother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Classic. You made me do something I don't want to do.
Since we
yeah, the stress eating scene.
Yeah.
I didn't get that as a kid, but now as an adult, I'm like, ah. Yes.
I want anything smothered in fudge.
Yes. I eat because I'm unhappy.
And I'm unhappy
because I eat.
Fat bastard. The other white meat. If you give me your baby.
What the fuck?
Austin Powers 2. Yeah,
Malt Bill.
Yeah, that was Austin Powers 2, right? Yeah.
He was Dr. Evil, Austin Powers, and Fat Bastard.
Yep.
And, yo, and Will Ferrell was playing as this one dude. If you ask him more than like, three times. Or something like
that. Yeah.
What?
Will Ferrell plays like Dr. Evil's henchman. And yeah, the henchman won't like give up anything unless you ask him like three times. It's yeah.
Anyways, but so since we talked about like your favorite or least favorite Star Wars movie, which was your favorite / least favorite out of the Shrek series? Have you guys seen all of them?
Yeah.
I saw up to the one with like Rumpelstiltskin.
I think that was my least favorite.
Same. Yeah, probably that one's probably my least favorite, and then my most favorite's probably the first.
Yeah.
The first is a classic.
Yeah. But I guess out of the trilogy.
There's four of them.
What's the fourth?
There was the first one where you introduce Shrek. The second one where he meets the parents. The third one where he goes to Camelot.
Oh, that's right, with King Artie.
Yep.
Yep. And what was the fourth one? When they have kids? Oh.
That was the one where he like loses his life because he wants to go back to being a normal ogre.
Right, but it turns out there's other ogres out there. Because he fucks up with the timeline. The Shrek multiverse.
Yeah. The Shrek multiverse.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably, yeah. The fourth one's my least favorite, and then the first one's my favorite. I remember watching Shrek 2 a fuck ton growing up compared to the first one.
Same, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe just because of the music.
Yeah, the music was definitely a lot better in the second one. Because you got a little more money.
The Choo Choo Bird Man? Or the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Lord Farquaad.
Dude. Like. She hates it when I do that stuff because I'll just be like sitting at my desk. She'd be on her phone.
Like, do you know the Muffin Man?
The and Muffin
just,
Man?
I'll just play the whole scene by myself. And I'll be like, The Muffin Man!
The Muffin Man!
And she'd be like, what not the fuck?
Not my gumdrops.
Not the gumdrop button.
That's it.
Number three, my lord. Number three.
Yes. That was Cameron Diaz, right? She was Princess Fiona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Classic.
Yeah, man, dude, that movie defined a generation.
It did.
It was awesome. I don't know. I like the movies we had growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure everyone, you know, like your
everyone thinks what they came up with was the best.
Oh, no. The timeline when Shrek came out, so many good movies like Over the Hedge.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Treasure Planet, Atlantis.
Hoodwinked. Hoodwinked. You guys remember that one?
Oh yeah,
I liked Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked, yeah. You know, there's a second one.
There is.
Yeah.
Huh.
There might have been a third.
Damn. Yeah, I just like the first one.
Yeah, and the first one's the only one I ever saw.
Yeah.
Have you not seen it?
What?
Hoodwinked.
No, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to think of like other movies that came out around.
Treasure Planet rocked. I remember having that on DVD.
Atlantis.
Atlantis. Yep.
I didn't like that.
What?
Yeah, Atlantis. I didn't like Atlantis.
What the fuck?
I had the video game on Game Boy. The Atlantis video game.
I remember seeing that.
On Game Boy.
Yeah.
Fuck, what else was there?
Flushed Away?
Yep. I saw that in theaters.
Flushed Away was good.
Flushed Away was really good.
You look like Tom Jones. 2000s, what, like animated movies?
Yeah. Wasn't Over the Hedge a Pixar movie?
It might have been.
No idea.
Robots.
Robots. That's
oh, yeah. Robots. Shark Tale.
Alien versus... Or Monsters versus Aliens.
Ice Age.
Bolt. Wow, that came out in 2008. The Simpsons movie.
Up.
Shark Tale.
Yep. Yeah, I just mentioned Shark Tale.
Wall-E.
Emperor's New Groove.
Classic. Oh, wow. Wallace and Gromit.
Open Season.
Yep.
Open Season.
Dinosaur. I didn't like Dinosaur, to be honest.
Yeah. Wait. You talking
Kung Fu Panda.
Spy Kids.
Classic.
Spy Kids? Spy Kids.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Chicken Run?
Chicken Run, yep.
Chicken Run.
Wallace and Gromit?
Wait, Chicken Run, what's that?
It was the makers of Wallace and Gromit.
The Claymation.
The Claymation.
Ah, yeah.
Those chickens are up to something or something like that. Horton, Here's a Who. Cloudy
holes,
with a Chance.
Holes, bro. Holes?
Yeah.
Dude, Holes was really good.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yep.
I saw that in theaters. SpongeBob
Surf's
movie.
Surf's Up.
Dude, Surf's Up was awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Surf's Up was fucking awesome. Yeah. I think my favorite character was the chicken.
I think
dude.
They have chicken a second Joe. One.
There's Surf's Up too.
I believe.
Damn. Surf Harder. Yeah, SpongeBob. Oh, Monster House. Oh, Lilo and Stitch, the goated.
Yeah, they do have a Surf's Up too. It came out in 2017. Surf's Up 2, Wave Mania.
I never saw that one. El Dorado, Brother Bear, Corpse Bride.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. I've been seeing a lot of chatter about fucking Lilo and Stitch because. Like, I got one of the, I don't know if it was the creator of Lilo and Stitch, the director, the writer, someone who had a hand in that movie was like Lilo and Stitch was the first movie that had like a real sister dynamic, not Frozen, you know? And like all these nerds are coming out of the woodworks, like, yeah, Lilo and Stitch rocks. In which I agree, Lilo and Stitch does rock. The soundtrack in that movie rules.
The
King. But imagine just getting so bent out of shape, man.
About what?
Just a fucking Disney movie. Like typing out a paragraph on Twitter. 240 characters hitting send. Couldn't be me.
When did this movie come out? Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Oh, that's, what's his name?
Wesley, no.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson.
Yes. Yeah. What the fuck? That has George Clooney in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm, he's Mr. Fox.
Harry Potter
2009. Oh yeah, I got God. All the Harry Potter series.
Yo, fucking Fever Dream, Cats and Dogs.
Yes, holy shit. That was a dentist office classic.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yes,
shit?
I do. Cats and Dogs, wow.
You know that there's supposed to be a new Harry Potter movie?
There's always a new Harry Potter. They're going to beat that horse till it dies.
Well, what's her name's canceled? J.K. Rowling.
Why?
She said some unnice things about trans people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Wait, you want to figure because
she wrote Dumbledore as a gay character.
No, the woman who wrote
the books.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have the rights to the movies anymore.
That's true. So I guess they can do whatever the fuck they want.
They were supposed to make Harry Potter the Cursed Child.
Yeah, that book that came out. Mm-hmm. My sister read that one. I did not. Do you think they will make the movie out of that?
Nope.
Or no?
Nope.
No more?
Nope.
Damns.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like everyone's just doing their own life now.
Oh, they don't want to get, like, none of the original cast is going to come back? I don't blame them.
Yeah, because, like, why do you think that they made a Fantastic Beast?
Oh, the spinoff.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? Like, there's animals up in this bitch now? Like, bro, what? And they said The Secrets of Dumbledore. Mm-hmm. That's the newest one.
Heard that shit was ace.
Yeah, that's why I didn't care to watch it.
Shit was hot ace.
Bro, if it's not Harry.
Harry.
Trying to FaceTime me.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A what? A wizzo.
Hello? Yo. What up? What are you up to? Recording.
Hello.
Pod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, man.
Kelvin, what's good?
So I was wondering if you want to grab some nums, but...
Oh, we better grab some dinner later if you want to come over. We're going to Jollibee for dinner.
Wait, Jollibee?
Yeah, they opened the new one in Alexandria. Today was a grand opening.
Shit. I'm so down.
All right.
Cool. Sick.
Say less. Roll through around like 5 or 6 or something.
5 or 6?
Yeah.
We'll do, man.
All right, cool. All right, brother. I'll see you.
Yeah, well, Jollibee sounds awesome, but I'll be busy at 5, so I can't make it.
Where'd you park, Anthony?
The visitors.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not in 602?
Nope.
Perfect.
Nope. Yeah, I parked in the visitor's spot.
Cool.
Well, I'm pretty much tapped out, folks. We're almost at an hour, I think. we'll be all right.
Tomorrow's weather is going to be, it's going to be, you know, it says it's 80 tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to force us to talk about the weather. Well, folks, it's
that's
been
all, folks.
Yeah, that's all, folks. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. That's all, folks. Dun, 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 dun.
Yo, did y'all play the Guys Being Dudes intro?
We did not. So let's play it as the outro.
Oh, word.
Pieces of shit.
Sorry, Matu.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Where'd you find this? What's better than this? Guys Being Dudes. Guys Being Dudes.
Couple of dudes being guys.
Couple of guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.